Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the greatest professional wrestling podcast in the history of the world and the pro wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is special for me because my hero, one of my heroes of my many heroes, Thunder Rosa is back. God, it feels good. Ever since Thunder Rosa announced that she had suffered a serious back injury and she had to relinquish the AEW Women's World Championship, it really hurt me because, again, Thunder Rosa is my hero. I have a lot of heroes in the wrestling business. Of course, there's the whole story with Eddie Kingston. But Thunder Rosa, again, is one of my other close personal heroes. I really want her to know that she's a big hero to me. You know, I always say, If I were to be trained by a female professional wrestler, one of them would be Natalya and the other would be Thunder Rosa. Honestly, in my case, if I was trained by Thunder Rosa, I would consider it to be a great honor. Because Thunder Rosa, I admire her wrestling ability. I adore the character. I strongly, strongly admire her love and passion for the business. Thunder Rosa is honestly just one hell of an athlete. A hell of a professional wrestler. And I'm just so glad that she's back because when she got hurt, I believe August of last year, again, it was tough. I mean, we saw her, how she had to relinquish the belt. I mean, we saw that, I mean, that look. And it was tough. It really was. And for so many months, we wondered when she would be back. But I've said it on this show. You know, personally, a message to her. Take your time. Don't rush. Come back when you are ready. Come back when you are ready to go. Because again, Thunder Rosa means so much to me. And I'm such a huge fan of her. That honestly, I want to see her back, you know, come back to the ring. When she's able to. When she feels the time is right. And seeing her, you know, return this week, you know, making the save, you know, saving Abaddon against, you know, Julia Hart and Sky Blue. It was, excuse me. It was a great feeling. Now, Thunder Rosa, despite her injury, she has actually been working with AEW. She's been doing Spanish commentary. So it was great to see that she's still able to fulfill some commitments for the company. So it was great to see that the company had something for her. So I'm glad for that. I really am. But for so long, all the months of waiting and wondering, you know, when will Thunder Rosa return to the ring? Will she be able to return to the ring? You know, and now here she is again. You know, and honestly, a lot of things I got to say about it, and you know, and the fact that next week she'll be competing in a match on AEW Collision, which actually will take place in San Antonio, Texas. Which is, of course, a special city for her. I believe she has resided there for a long time. I believe that's she considers that, of course, her home. Of course, San Antonio is where she won the AEW Women's World Championship against Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, in a steel cage match, which was one of the greatest, and I mean greatest, wrestling matches of all time. Not just about women's wrestling, but one of the greatest matches in pro wrestling, period. Here I am saying Thunder Rosa is a hero. Dr. Britt Baker is another hero of mine because everybody knows that I am a staunch supporter and admirer of women's professional wrestling. Thunder Rosa and Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, are two of the most enthusiastic and unique pioneers in women's pro wrestling. There are a lot of pioneers in women's in wrestling. One of my other heroes, Natalya, is one of them. There's a lot of tremendous and glorious talent in women's professional wrestling, whether it's All Elite Wrestling, whether it's Ring of Honor, whether it's the WWE, the National Wrestling Alliance, New Japan, you know, World Ring of Stardom, the Women's Pro Wrestling Promotion in Japan. The bottom line is, there are a hell of a lot of female professional wrestlers out there, and I'm very excited to see what they can do. Very, very intrigued. So, anyway, back to my hero, Thunder Rosa. One of my heroes, but one of my biggest heroes, Thunder Rosa. Well, she's actually set to actually, again, she's going to be competing in a match next week. She's actually going to be teaming up with Abaddon to take on Julia Hart and Sky Blue. So, well, certainly I'll see how things go. But now that we got that particular part out of the way, well, moving forward, as far as creative direction goes for Thunder Rosa, well, clearly she's going to have to be put back in the title picture for the AEW Women's World Championship. Now, they're going to have to build her up. They can't just basically throw her back into the title picture. They got to basically build her up the proper way. I'll never forget that program she was doing with Toni Storm. Now, this was before, you know, the whole thing with Ruby Soho and Soraya. And I'll never forget that program that Toni Storm was doing with Thunder Rosa. They were teaming up. And, of course, I think the team name was Thunderstorm, which I really thought was cool. You know, I think at one point Thunder Rosa was actually going to drop the belt to Toni Storm, but because Thunder Rosa got hurt, obviously Tony Khan had to make a couple of changes in the plans, but they put the belt on Toni Storm. But still, the fact that I believe Toni Storm confirmed that Thunder Rosa was actually going to be dropping the belt to her, I was excited for that. And I had predicted that, and I think that when Thunder Rosa was going to return from injury, that she was going to immediately continue, like, pick up where she left off with Toni Storm, and I think Toni Storm was going to turn heel on Rosa. You know, I mean, everything I said about that is well documented, but I think now that because things are different, I mean, Toni Storm is the champion, and of course now she's not the rock star anymore. She's, you know, the timeless Toni Storm, which I feel is a fantastic character. And let me go off topic a little bit. The timeless Toni Storm character, when she was first starting it, I kind of said that she's doing the character so well that I feel that Toni Storm is somehow, someway, she was possessed by the spirit of Marilyn Monroe. because during that old school golden Hollywood starlet persona, I really believe Toni Storm is doing a fantastic job. Now, I've wanted to get this off my chest for quite a long time because, look, here I was praising Toni Storm, Natalya, and Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Toni Storm, I mean, another female wrestler that I gotta praise, another person that I really consider a hero. Apparently, I've got a lot of heroes in pro wrestling. Now, of course, Eddie Kingston's one that stands out the most, along with Chris Jericho, but anyway. So, this whole thing with Toni Storm, like, basically, again, the golden age of the old school Hollywood, like the silent film era kind of part of Hollywood. You know, I felt like Toni Storm was honestly possessed by the spirit of Marilyn Monroe, but it feels like, you know, basically it's been said that her character is basically, it's basically kind of off these actresses from back in the day, Gloria Swanson, Norma Shearer, but I still feel like there's a little bit of Marilyn Monroe as well. But I really love how, and I will say this, I do miss Toni Storm's 1980s glam metal rock and roll persona. I do miss that, but I do feel that perhaps it was time for Toni Storm to take on a different persona, and the one that she's doing, I think she's doing great. I really love it. I really do. So, anyway, I mean, she's really taking the character so seriously. I mean, she's worn these outfits, you know, these 20th century outfits, you know, again, from the silent movie era, from back in the day in Hollywood, from the silent movie era to, like, the 40s, you know, basically, like, the golden age of Hollywood, like, the Hollywood from back in the day, not the Hollywood that we see today, honestly. But, again, what Toni Storm is doing, I think, is fantastic. So now it brings us back to Thunder Rosa. Like, I would love to see Thunder Rosa actually be in a rivalry with timeless Toni Storm. Like, I would imagine they bring up, you know, the past between the two, how they were friends and everything, you know, the days of Thunderstorm and all that. But I really do believe a program with Thunder Rosa and timeless Toni Storm and Thunder Rosa challenging for the title would be fantastic if it's booked properly. Now, obviously, I feel like I'm definitely a bit biased on this one, but I do believe that if Toni Storm were to drop the belt to somebody, the timeless Toni Storm, I honestly believe that Thunder Rosa would probably be the best one to drop the belt to. But again, I do feel that Thunder Rosa needs to be built up to the point to where she can perfectly fit into the title picture. Again, it would be a stupid mistake to immediately rush her and then thrust her in the title picture. Again, so I think Thunder Rosa needs to go on a winning streak, build her momentum back up, and kind of basically get over again. Now, I'm not saying like she's get over, like kind of basically put her back like in a position, like kind of elevate her like that, like. And I'm not saying anything bad. Like I don't think Thunder Rosa was ever no longer over anymore. But because she's come back from being injured for so long with a serious back injury, the point I'm trying to make is they got to build Thunder Rosa and they got to do it correctly and effectively. Like Thunder Rosa, if when the time comes that she's going to be challenging for the title, she needs to basically be, you know, at her best. And by that I mean creatively. Like again, that's why they got to build her. They got to build her up. Like she's got to basically spend a couple of months, you know, working her way back up, and when the time is right, we'll know when she's ready. So I feel like if Thunder Rosa is put in the title picture when she's ready, it's going to be good for her, and it's going to be good for Toni Storm. But I think in the meantime, I'm not sure who I can see Thunder Rosa possibly feuding with moving forward. I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, whatever. I mean, I only hope Tony Khan can figure it out. But again, you know, for my hero, Thunder Rosa, I want things to be done. I want things to work out for the best for her. Because again, Thunder Rosa is a hell of a pro wrestler, a hell of an athlete, you know, a legitimate, tough, ass-kicking machine is Thunder Rosa. So, I kind of basically want to see La Mera Mera be put in a position to where she's basically better and stronger than she's ever been. Like, a Thunder Rosa that we have never, ever seen before. So, of course, it starts off next week at the AEW Collision Holiday Bash at San Antonio, live on TNT. Thunder Rosa is teaming up with Abaddon to take on Julia Hart and Sky Blue. So, that'll be Thunder Rosa's first match since, again, August of last year. If my math is correct, that it's been, I would say it's been over 15 months. Around 15 months that we've seen Thunder Rosa compete. So, you know, I'm very, very excited to see Thunder Rosa, you know, back. You know, and I even mentioned, you know, like, you know, I think, you know, 2 days ago, it was said that, you know, she had hopes that she would return to a Collision next week because it's in San Antonio. So, she technically made her return this week, but she's going to be competing in her first match since August of last year in San Antonio. So, it's still special. So, yeah. So, honestly, I'm glad that Thunder Rosa has been clear to wrestle again. I have missed her. I have missed her so much. Thunder Rosa means a lot to me. Again, she's a personal hero of mine. I hope to one day even have her on this show. I even hope to one day meet her face to face and personally thank her for everything that she has done and is doing for not only women's wrestling, but for wrestling overall. I say the same thing about a lot of other female wrestlers because, to me, women's professional wrestling is very, very important to me. And I will say this from the bottom of my heart. Women's professional wrestling matters. Yes, indeed. Women's wrestling matters. It matters to me. It matters to me, and I don't care what anybody says. Women's wrestling is a strong and vital part of this industry. And Thunder Rosa is one of the many names that has basically made it as unique as it is today. Thunder Rosa, if you, by any freak of luck, you happen to be listening to this, welcome back. I have missed you. I am a huge fan. You're my hero. Welcome back to the ring. I can't wait to see what you do in the future. Thank you for everything that you have done. And thank you so much for everything that you do. Women's wrestling, once again, women's wrestling matters. And Thunder Rosa is one of the many unique and strong pioneers that solidifies that fact. Welcome back, Thunder Rosa. I'm a huge fan. I love you. And good luck. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Ringside Chaos is available anywhere you get your podcasts. So please do me a favor. Subscribe and be sure to hit the notification bell. So hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. Remember, you can find Ringside Chaos anywhere you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, YouTube, Amazon Music, as I said, anywhere you get your podcast. And one more time, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell. You do not want to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good one. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And God bless.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.